Deferral programs for pausing student loan payments was part of the CARES Act in March. Deferrals were granted automatically on federal student loans, no interest. That is through December 31st. And then what? Tens of millions of borrowers are asking that question, wondering what the heck Congress or the president will do. Are your student loans in deferral? How do you feel about student loan forgiveness? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Michael Stratford is a reporter for Politico, where he covers education, student loan policy, and higher ed. Michael, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So what is the current situation for federal student loan borrowers? What is happening?
So as you mentioned, there are about 41 million Americans with federal student loans who have been benefiting since March from a freeze in their monthly payments and a interest waiver, 0% interest on their loans. And that was pandemic relief that Congress first provided in the CARES Act in March at the beginning of the pandemic, and that President Trump extended further over the summer. We're now facing a looming expiration of that relief, which it's currently set to expire on December 31st. And payments will start to come due early next year unless President Trump or Congress takes action to stop it.
Has the Department of Education given any signs, any signals, anything from the smokestacks about what might be coming?
So the Trump administration has not committed either way to continuing the pause on payments on their way out of office. We reported this week that the Education Department sent some notices or sent some instructions to the private companies that it hires to manage federal student loans, saying to hold off on sending bills to borrowers next, which is a potential sign that the department might be may not be gearing up to collect student loan payments on January 1st, as was expected. But we still really don't have much clarity on what's going to happen once this relief expires on December 31st.
Congressional leaders have been trying to hash out the next stimulus. Are these benefits carried on in any of those stimulus packages that are on the table?
Yeah, so this has been an issue in congressional talks for some time over another round of relief for some time. The proposal released this week by a bipartisan group of centrist senators that has Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, have endorsed as a framework for talks. That proposal would include some extension of the student loan relief, but other proposals, for instance, the one released this week, which was a revised version of a previous proposal by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, would not continue the relief.
So remind us also which loans qualified for this deferral.
So it's federal student loans, which are the vast majority of student loan debt that's outstanding. And it's federal student loans that are directly held by the Education Department. There's a subset of student loans that are guaranteed by the federal government, but held by private lenders or by the borrower's school, college. Mm-hmm. Those loans were left out of the CARES Act and are not eligible. That affects about 8 million borrowers. But the vast majority of federal student loans, covering about 41 million Americans, is covered by this relief.
I'm going to reintroduce you here. Michael Stratford is a reporter with Politico, where he covers education, student loan policy, and higher ed. And we're looking at what happens when the pausing of student loan payments is stopped and payments are resumed at the beginning of January. You can join in if you're in the situation, 800-642-1234. Cindy in Appleton is with us. Hi, Cindy. What would you like to say?
Well, I would just like to say that I don't think loans should be forgiven because these are students. They need to understand that when you borrow money, there are consequences to it, and it's called having to be paid back. But I do think the interest rate should be like 0.5%, and there should be many different payment options so that people are not strapped with these payments where they can't do anything else. So there needs to be options, but I do think they do need to be paid back.
Cindy, thanks. You know, this has been a real contentious issue, Michael, about student loan forgiveness. And even at a Senate hearing this week, Senator Elizabeth Warren made the case for canceling student debt. What do you see?
Yeah, so this conversation about the pause on federal student loan payments is happening, as you point out, and your caller points out, against this broader backdrop and debate over whether President-elect Joe Biden, once he takes office, should use executive action to cancel or forgive some amount of student loan debt. During the campaign, he committed to canceling as much as $10,000 per borrower as a pandemic relief measure, as an economic stimulus measure. That's something that's being pushed very hard by progressives and many Democrats on Capitol Hill, including, as you mentioned, Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democratic leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. But as your caller alluded to, that is not a view shared by everyone. And there are some more centrist Democrats who think it would be an ineffective stimulus measure or not fair or cost too much. So that is something that the Biden administration is going to have to make a decision about shortly after they take office in January.
Let's bring in Zach in Richland Center. Hi, Zach.
Hi there. My comment is that, you know, me and my wife both went to 4-year universities, and I didn't end up graduating, I ended up dropping out, but I still have about $9,000 in student loan debt that I had to pay back. My wife had about $13,000. We're both 27, and, you know, we both worked really hard after school to, you know, I paid off my debts and she'd paid off hers, and it probably cost a few years for me to buy a house, but you know, we paid our debts back. I don't think it's fair to forgive everyone else's loans if people have already paid that back.
Zach, thank you for bringing your personal situation to this. And Michael, there again is that situation where, you know, Zach, they paid back their loans in good faith. And it's, you know, certainly a fairness issue. But Zach also mentioned putting off buying a home because this certainly does impact the economy.
That's right. And one of the arguments made by advocates for debt relief is that student loan debt is dragging down parts of the economy, being able to buy a house, for instance. They also point, there's a growing argument from progressives that this is contributing to the racial wealth gap in this country, that Black and brown student loan borrowers take out more debt to go to college and disproportionately struggle on the back end to repay that debt, and that canceling some amount of that debt would help alleviate or have mitigate the racial wealth gap in this country.
I want to ask you about employers. How can a borrower's employer help in this situation? Are there programs that might they be able to take advantage of from their work?
There is a small but growing number of employers who are offering student loan repayment as a benefit. Congress earlier this year made it a little easier for employers to contribute tax-free to the loan payments of their employees. In the same way, you get your employer can contribute tax-free to your retirement account. So that's a growing, but as I said, a small number of employers. And of course, it's predicated on getting the relief and the help is predicated on you having a job and an employer who's willing to do that. And that's a small number of employers and disproportionately corporate employers.
Yeah, so if no action is taken by either Congress or the president in the next few days, what options do borrowers have, especially if they've lost work or are under extreme financial stress and can't resume those loans in January?
So federal student loan borrowers have a few options if payments resume. There are federal income-based repayment programs where the monthly payment is tied to the borrower's income. And if your income is low enough or is zero, your payment could also be zero. So that's an option that borrowers could ask their loan servicers about and rolling in. And there are also deferment options for economic distress.
So it sounds like you really, though, need to do your homework and to keep up with what is actually happening in Congress.
That's right. And if the relief that we've been under since March is automatic, but if it expires and borrowers are experiencing problems, they need to proactively reach out to their loan servicer to obtain some of those benefits.
Michael, thank you for joining us.
Nice speaking with you. Thanks.
Michael Stratford is a reporter for Politico, where he covers education, student loan policy, and higher ed. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.